The rock opera Hedwig and the Angry Inch took the world by storm when it appeared off Broadway back in 1998. 16's operation got botched. A guardian angel fell asleep on the watch. The show was award-winning and critically acclaimed before appearing on the big screen. I get down. I feel hot. With a movie starring one of the creators of the show, John Cameron Mitchell. Finally, Hedwig made its debut on Broadway 5 years ago, winning a Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical, and it's soon hitting the stage here in Sioux City. Joining us is director Kathy Banta and Jesse Case, who stars as Hedwig.
Hello.
Hi.
First off, tell me about the story of Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Long story short, Hansel is a boy that grew up on the east side of the Berlin Wall, and, you know, it was a war-torn area, and they were just trying to get out. By circumstance, he finds his way out, but he has to give something up to do so. And then the show itself is following him on his journey. Basically, you see all the raw emotion accumulative, like, over the past 20 years in this one character in an hour and a half.
And basically, it was a sex change that got botched.
Oh, absolutely. Got a sex change only because he thought that was the only way out, and it was a desperate measure. And he got out, and he got back to the States, and the wall went down, you know. I mean, that's not a spoiler. It happened.
Yeah, it was bad timing.
And then he realized he gave it all for pretty much nothing. If he would have been patient. You know, sometimes we don't have the luxury to be patient. But, you know, we just follow him on his journey from a little boy in East Berlin to a rock icon, in a sense.
And boy, is it relevant today with his struggle with the wall and, you know, what side of it you're on and trying to bring it down. And yeah, there's a lot of parallels that we're brought to it to today's climate.
Yeah, even though the show was launched more than 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to hit the stage at Vanguard Arts. And how do you plan to stage this? This is going to be with a live band?
It is. We have a 4-piece band. And there is some video interaction with that. Jesse produced that as well.
So. I actually went to school at Western Iowa Tech for film with Chris Mansfield.
Oh, yeah. Chris Mansfield's amazing.
And so I just thought that would have been a good idea to have kind of like a rock concert feel in the background, so I have like many music videos playing in the back.
Oh, it's like a multimedia extravaganza. That'll be great. The show has so many different amazing songs. Kathy, what song do you enjoy the most in this show?
It's hard to say. It's toss up between Wicked Little Town and Midnight Radio. And I get emotional every time he does
cries.
It. I just, I love it. It's that sappy. I told him that sappy saying that when you have to learn to accept the apology you never got. And it's like, oh, that's stupid. But the show just brings you full circle and you get to see that happen in Hedwig.
Should I put you on the spot, Jesse? Do you want to sing a few bars?
Oh, man.
Of that song? Or do you want to do your favorite?
On the spot.
Sugar Daddy.
That's probably, that
my favorite line from the song is, I'll be a Venus on a chocolate clamshell, rise out of sea marshmallow foam. If you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home.
That's beautiful.
I love it. If you got some sugar for me,
sugar daddy, bring it home. You know, the first part deals with the sex change that was botched, and then it seems like the rest of the show, Hedwig is chasing this person that stole the songs that she wrote.
Yeah, whatever identity she had was basically stolen. So I'd be a little miffed too. And, you know, we've all had, you know, instances where things been taken from us that we can't get back.
I think it's transcending that because John Cameron Mitchell talks about that when people ask, because normally he's playing, he's playing a man who's had a botched sex change and his husband, Yitzhak, who's played by Ashley Reck, traditionally is played by a woman, but it is... you know, Hedwig's husband. So when people ask him, it's like, well, it's kind of confusing. Who's supposed to be what? And he says, well, this is supposed to transcend gender. You know, this is just a person who's looking for love. So while he, you know, it's kind of Hedwig's journey that he's focused on the outside, which he now feels is botched. When, you know, when he finally turns that focus in is when he gets the answers he needs.
Has this ever been done here in Sioux City?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. I've been waiting because this is a show... the movie was amazing as well. Mm-hmm. And if you know the music at all, it's something that you kind of seek and you want to see. And so when you called and said, hey, we're doing the show and we need to get you on and talk about Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
And it's really, I can't talk it up enough. It's so much fun to watch. It's visually stunning. The music's good. It's just a ride from the start to the end.